There's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. Because if there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar, the law what we hold is called muksa, and you're not allowed to blow it altogether. So tomorrow we'll talk about the different mishit to see exactly what the Gemara is talking about, if a kohen could blow the shofar, not blow the shofar on Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the flamed gimel on a base. Just again, last Gemara we had, we showed Shaila yesterday. Last Gemara says by a kohen that the Gemara asked the kasha, you're allowed to let a kohen play with the shofar on Shabbos or not. So one place mashma you are allowed, so one place says no. So Gemara says like kasha, kan bekotin shegil chinuch, kan bekotin shlehi gil chinuch. So Rashi learns a very shrep shot. Rashi learns that kotin shegil chinuch means misaskin behem. You're allowed to let the kid play with the shofar on Shabbos. Poshim means when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to let him play with the shofar, and even help him along. Why? Sheyilmadu, he should learn how to blow the shofar. V'chol shchein shein matzim, for sure you don't have to stop him. Ma'ashenken by kohen shleya gilachinuch, since there's no mitzvah, there you're not supposed to help him, but you don't have to stop him. So Tosfos asks Kasha, yes, yesterday the chur is very shver. We know that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. On Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, it's also to blow the shofar. But there's a David Taimahu. Heich yochul leimah de v'kotin shegir lechinuch misaskim. V'afilu b'Shabbos. V'lo yein mitzvah sayoyim b'shofar. In the middle of the place of Tani Nami Hochi. There's no mitzvah to blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So how are we allowed to let a kid blow the shofar on Shabbos and misaskim? You're supposed to help him if he's a gil lechinuch. Therefore, Taiz learns just the opposite. Taiz gears is nearly the ipcha. The kotin shegir lechinuch is ein makfin. Just the opposite. Don't let him blow the shofar on Shabbos. Because there's an instrument involved. Just if he's doing it, you don't have to stop him. You don't have to stop him. But then if he wants to, you're allowed to let him even play with it. Him, you don't even have to stop. Like you can let him play with it also. That's what Taiz learns. But about the cotton shegila chinuch, we were asking yesterday, you don't let him lechatchila play with the shofar on Shabbos. Since it's like muksa came out the shofar on Shabbos. Since we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos with the shofar, you're not allowed to let him play with the shofar. Just if the kid takes it by himself, then you don't have to stop him. But then the Mishnah says, you are misastik layotza. Instead of being misastik means he's doing something else, not really blowing the shofar. And by doing something else, he's blowing the shofar also, he's not yotza the mitzvah. So the Mara is, it's mashma only because you're misastic, you're like doing something else. Your mamish like maybe you're not even blowing the shofar for really hear a voice. You just want to let the ear go through the shofar. You don't even have a mind at all to make a coil. That's called misastic. But mashma, if you're blowing and you want a coil to come out, just you're doing it for the purpose of shir, to make nice music, not for the mitzvah, mashma you are yotza. So for the Gemara, layman mitzvah l'rova. Our desire it should be a raya from our Mishnah to Rava. The Yomar Rava holds that Hatakeya Lashir, if somebody blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and he's only blowing it for the purpose of hearing nice music, still Yotza, because Rava Sheet there is mitzvahs ain't Srivas Kavana. You don't have to have Kavana to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. As long as you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it should be a raya from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says only if you're Mesasik. Mesasik means you're like doing something else. But if you're really blowing the shofar, even though you don't have in mind to do the mitzvah, just to hear music, you would be yotza. Samara says, no. Dilma may be tekeya l'shir, nami misasik harilei. If somebody's being a tekeya l'shir, you're blowing the shofar, just to hear a nice voice, that's also maybe called misasik. That the mishnah means you're not yotza. In other words, misasik means you're not blowing it l'shay mitzvah. You're blowing it for any other purpose. If you blow it just to hear a nice voice, that's also called misasik, you're not yotza the mitzvah. So maybe the Mishnah doesn't really only mean a real case of Masasik. As long as you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're also not mekayim the mitzvah. Right. So you have Narayim in our Mishnah. Then v'hashemeyah min ha-Masasik l'yotza. If somebody hears the shofar from somebody that's only being Masasik, he's not really blowing it, I'm not even have a voice come out. He just wants the ear to go through the shofar. And by mistake, the voice comes out. If you hear it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So to deek from the Mishnah, min ma. Let's say somebody's blowing the shofar l'shem mitzvah, but he's blowing the shofar just for himself. He didn't hear shofar in shul, he went home, and he's blowing the shofar now for himself. So mashma, as long as he's blowing the shofar l'shem mitzvah, whoever hears it is mekayim the mitzvah. The Mishnah only says if you hear it from somebody that's being mefasik, that not blowing at the Shrei Mitzvah, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mashm, as long as you hear it from a person that's blowing the Shrei Mitzvah, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. So for the Gemara, Leimeth Yevet Yus to the Reb Zera. Our Mishnah then should be a cash on Reb Zera. The Yomalei Reb Zera L'Shemayah, we had before, that Reb Zera told his Shamish, told the person that's blowing the Shofar for him, Ichavin, when you blow the Shofar, have me in mind. V'tokali, and blow for me. So Reb Zera holds, it's not enough that the person's blowing the Shofar the Shrei Mitzvah. You have to blow it and have me in mind also. And here it's Mashmano, as long as the person is blowing the Shofar for himself, the Shrei Mitzvah, whoever hears it could also be the Kayim the Mitzvah. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Dilma maybe I did the Tani Reisha. Misasik, since the Reisha says that if you're Misasik, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Tani Seifa, not in Misasik. That's why the Seifa says if somebody else hears the Shofar from this person, he's also not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Enechnami, last ask if you hear the Shofar from a Misasik, from a person that doesn't have in mind to blow at all. But it could be like Reb Zera, even if the person has in mind to blow the Shofar for himself. If you hear it, could be you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, like Reb Zera holds, that the person that blows the Shofar has to have you in mind also. If he does not have you in mind, you would not be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah. Seder Tkiyas. What's the Seder of the Mitzvah of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shalosh. There's a Mitzvah to blow three, and Shalosh Shalosh. It has to be done three times. So Rashi learns like this. Seder Tkiyas Shalosh means Achas L'Malchias. There's a Chiyas to blow the Shofar like three times for three different purposes. One for the Seder of Malchias, the Achas of Zechroinois, the Achas of Shofaris. That's called Seder Tkiyas Shalosh. There are three times to blow it. And each time is Shel Shalosh Shalosh. Each time has three Tkiyas like. So Rashi, Shalosh, Shel Shalosh Shalosh, Tkiyah Utrua Tkiyah, L'chol Achas V'Achas. So really, in the Raisa, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, you hear nine Kolos. If you have three, a Tekiyah, a Trua, Tekiyah for Malchias, a Tekiyah, Trua, Tekiyah for Shofaris, for Zechronis, and then a Tekiyah, Trua, Tekiyah for Shofaris, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah of the Raisa, to hear three times a Tekiyah, Trua, Tekiyah. Now, a Shia Tekiyah, how long does a Tekiyah have to be? Kishalas Truas, like three Truas. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't really mean three Truas, it means three Kalas, really. Really like one, really means like only one Trua, we'll see. Shia Trua, how long does the Trua have to be? Kisholosh Yevavos. So Rashi says, Sholosh Kolosh B'Yalma Kolshu. The size of three small Kolos. That's what a Trua is. A Trua is just the size of three small Kolos. That's Rashi Shita, that's what a Trua is. Now, Toka Barishoina, if you blew the first Tekiyah, and then you did a Trua, or Moshach Bishniyah, then when you blew the second time, the Tekiyah, you blew it very, very long. Kishtayim, even though you blew it twice as long as you really have to, is ein v'yodi eliyachas. You cannot say that the second Tekiyah, the first half, used for the last cycle, and the end half of it, used for the next Tekiyah, true Tekiyah. Nothing doing. Since it was one long Tekiyah, it only helps for one Tekiyah. So if you did a Tekiyah, true, now this Tekiyah, that's good for the third of the last cycle. It does not help for the next one. Misha Beirach. Let's say somebody said the brachas already. You daven Musaf. And Nebuch, you didn't have a Shofar b'shash daven Musaf. The Yachakach nisman aloy Shofar. And after you finish saying the brachas of Malchias, Zechronis and Shofar, then you first got your Shofar, is Tekeya or Maria v'Tekeya Sholosh Pomin. There's still an Indian for you to blow the Shofar like three times, Tekiyah through Tekiyah, at three different points, there's nine Kolos. You still have to blow Zecha l'Malchias, l'Zechronis and l'Shofar. Rashi says, Misha Beirach, his follow Tfilos Musafim, Ubeirach Tisha Brachas, you already said you have nine Brachas. Still, Tokeyam Riva Tokeya Shosh Pamin, Tokeyam Riva Tokeya Bishvil Machias, Vechain Bishvil Zachronis, Vechain Bishvil Shofaris. Still blow your nine Kolos. Now, Kishem Shashliach Tzibar Chayiv, the same way Shliach Tzibar has a Chiv to blow the Shofar, is Kach Ko Yochid Yochid Chayiv. The Sunday of Yochid also has a Chiv. Actually, this part of the Mishnah doesn't mean the Shofar. Now we're talking about the Brachas, saying Shemon Esrei. The Tanakhama holds that every Yochid has to say his own Shemon Esrei. When you daven Musaf or Shemon Esrei, you have to daven your own Shemon Esrei. Hey, Kishem Shashliach Tzibar Chayiv, the same way Shliach Tzibar has to say Shemon Esrei, has to daven Musaf, is Kach Ko Yochid Yochid Chayiv. Every Yochid in the Tzibar and Shul also has to daven for himself. We have the Gamliel line that no, Shliach Tzibar Moitzi Esarab Medei Chavosin. when you're davening in shul, there's a minion there, you don't have a chiyuv tishrei shmoneh esrei. The shliach tzibur, he's mitzi the rabbin. He shares the shmoneh esrei, the kol rum, and he's mitzi everybody with the shmoneh esrei. You do not have to daven for yourself first. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, where the yochid has to say shmoneh esrei, is the rabbin like to be mitzi you. And Tanakam holds that shmoneh esrei is a tefillah. Everybody has to daven his own shmoneh esrei. I can't do it for you. We'll see in the Gemara the machlokes. So Gemara, V'atanya, another price that says, Shir Tekiyah Ketrua, that how long does a Tekiyah have to be? The length of a Trua. And now our Mishnah says, what's the Shir of a Tekiyah? Keshoah is Trua, so it's a Stira. And the Gemara, Abaye says, no, there's no Stira. Tana Didan Kachoshev Tekiyah Dekula Bavi. Our Tana puts the Cheshbon of all three Tekiyah together. Like there's three times you have to blow, so it's three Tekiyah. How long are the three Tekiyah? The shear of three truas. Hey, it's the kula bavi. Oh, truas, the kula bavi. Like all three tkiyas has to be as long as three truas. Of a ton abroad, the ton of this bride says just as one. Kachoshim chod above of the sulai. He only says clearly, how long does a tkiyah have to be? A tkiyah has to be the long as a trua. Our ton also holds the same thing. And Rashi says, Tana didan, vochi kama, shear sholas tkiyas, kisholas truas. The length of three tkiyas is the same length of three truas. And the Tana Brisa says no, that shirat tkiyah ki shirat trua. The tavayu chodim il samri. There's no machlekes, they're both saying the same thing. How long does the tkiyah have to be? As long as the true is. The Melech comes out that we'll see in the Gemara, we have a suffix what true is. We don't know if it's shvorim or truas or shvorim and trua. So whatever we blow for trua, that's how long the tkiyah has to be. So when we blow Shvarim Trua, the Tkiyah has to be as long as both of them together, the Shvarim and the Trua. But the Tkiyah has to be as long as the Trua is. Right. Shia Trua is Kigimel Yavavis. How long is the Trua? Three Yavavis. Rashi says that means the size of three small Koiches. For the Gemara of Otanya, we learned Shia Trua Kishleisha Shvarim. No, it's a little bit longer. We learned the length of a Trua has to be three Shvarim. And Shvarim Rashi says that's Aruchim Yevavus, like we know. Shvarim is a little bit longer than the short kailas of a Trua. So this Mashmi, you have to have three Shvarim. And now Mishnah says it's enough that the size of a Trua is three small kaychis. Amar Abaye, behov adi pligi, enich nam, here it's a machlekes. Our Mishnah and the Tana the Braitha. It's a machlekes taka. The Yetziv, the Pasuk says, Yoim Trua Yielachem. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yoim Trua today, mitzvah to blow the shofar Trua. Or Matagmina, you know what true is? The Targum says, Yom Yevava, a day of like crying. Yevava means the voices you make when you cry. Yehelechay. Now, since the Imre de Sisra, it says by the mother of Sisra, when his mother was waiting for Sisra to come home, it says she cried there 101 cries. It says there, Bad Achalain Nishkafa, she was looking outside the window. The Tevav Aim Sisra, and the mother of Sisra was crying. So we learn out what does Yevavah mean crying, so the Pasuk says that the mother's sister was crying. Now the Machlekes says like this, Masava Genuchi Gonach. Masava, what was the mother's sister doing? She was like moaning. Genuchi Gonach means longer cries. When you start to cry, you cry a little bit longer. That's like Shvarim. So therefore he holds what's called a Trua. A Trua means the size of three Shvarim. O Masav, the Tana of our Mishnah that says a Trua is just the size of three small Kechais, that Yelula Yolo. He held that that's what the Pasuk says by the Aim Sisrei. She was Nishkafa V'Tevav. V'Tevav means fast crying. When at the end of a cry, you cry much faster. That's called Yelil. Rashi says, Mandi Yom HaShvarim Sovat Yenuchi Gonach. Kodam HaGonach, when a person starts groaning, Meliboy, Kederach HaCholim, when he gets sick, Shemarichim B'Gnei Chayseim. They start groaning a little bit longer. And the other one says, no, it's Yelula Yelil. When a person is crying strong, you let out very short voices. The end of a cry, the cry comes out very fast, one after another. That's the machlokes. What does the word trua mean? That the Targum says the word trua means a day is like crying. That's the machlokes. What does the crying mean? Does it mean the voices come out when you start to cry, they're a little bit longer, like shvarim? Or does it mean the end of the crying, that the voices are much shorter, like our truest the way we do? Yeah. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Sheva Shofar. Bechlal, how do you know in Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar? Pasuk just says, Yom Teruah. Maybe it means with trumpets, with chatzos. How do we know the mitzvah use a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says in Vayikra, Ve'havarta shofar t'ruah. Says clearly, take a shofar. So Me'ela means take a shofar. For the Gemara, this pasuk, Eim Yela B'Yovel. This pasuk is talking about the Yovel, it's talking about on Yom Kippur. That the 50th year of Yovel on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, Ve'havarta shofar t'ruah, to blow the shofar. Of a Rosh Hashanah minayin? How do we know a regular Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow the shofar? Maybe Yom Teruah means with the trumpets, with the chatzitz rites. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, in the same pasuk talks about Yovel, it says, Ba'achodesh Hashvi. It says, Ve'avarta shofar t'ruah ba'chodesh Hashvi. Then the pasuk says, Yom HaKippurim. It is a kasha, Shein Talmud Lomar ba'chodesh Hashvi. What does the Torah have to say, Chodesh Hashvi? Like the top Rashi says in Lamed Aleph here. Rashi says, Dog Sidlon ve'kama mekoymos, Yom HaKippurim ba'chodesh Hashvi. The pasuk says it's Yom Kippur. And we know already Yom Kippur comes out in Tishrei. Who? Yom Kippur Ksiv. We're talking about Yom Kippur now. So what does the pasuk have to say? Vavar Tishrei v'trua b'chodesh Hashvi. What does it say extra b'chodesh Hashvi? V'mat tamlon b'chodesh Hashvi. Sheyiyu kol t'rua shachodesh Shvi zekezeh. That all the kolis that is the mitzvah to blow during chodesh Shvi, which means Zion Rosh Hashanah, Zion Yom Kippur, should be blown the same way. So just like the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, it's the mitzvah to blow the shofar, who are doing Rosh Hashanah also, the mitzvah to blow the shofar. Or minayin shepshutul faner, as the pasuk only says, yom teruah yilachem. It's the meaning of teruah, of blowing teruahs. We don't know if it means teruah, if it means shvarim, or both of them. But I call upon him, how do we know that there's a mitzvah first to blow a pshuta, to blow a tkiah before that? It's the minayin shepshutul faner. Before you blow the teruah, you have to have a tkiah first. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, we have the same pasuk. The avarta shofar truah. Varvarta means let it go first. In other words, before the truah, have a varvarta. Blow a straight coil, blow a tkiah. Good, so that's how you know first you start with tkiah, then you blow a truah. Abu minayin shepshuta liachreah. How do you know there's also a mitzvah to blow a pshuta liachreah after you finish the truah? Again, a tkiah. Talmud Lomar, the same pasuk it says at the end of the pasuk, taviru shofar, it says a second time, let the shofar go. Which is mashma, you have to blow the shofar, one long blowing at the end means make a tkiah at the end also. Now, v'yein li'ela b'yovel, again, this pasuk is talking about yovel. On the Yom Kippur of yovel, you have to blow a tkiah through a tkiah. Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do you know in Rosh Hashanah also it's the same mitzvah to blow a tkiah or through a tkiah? The same thing, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says again, that we just said, b'chodesh Hashvi. It says, b'chodesh Hashvi. Shame, Talmud Lomar, it doesn't have to say really, b'chodesh Hashvi. Like Rashi says, because the pasuk says already, Yom HaKippurim. What does the pasuk say a second time, or say b'chlal b'chodesh Hashvi? It means to teach us sheyekol teruah b'chodesh Hashvi zekezeh. Any time there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar on Chodesh Tishrei, it means the same way. So we know a pasuk of Yom Teruah Yilachem, Rosh Hashanah has a mitzvah to have a teruah. Once you have to have a teruah, we learn out from Yovel that there has to be a pshuta lefoneo and there has to be a pshuta lachreah. That's how we know you have to blow a tkiah through a tkiah.